come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. This is a absolutely fantastic Hump Day Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Speaking live right now in Davos, I got to say that right, Switzerland. President Donald Trump, it's 3:07 p.m. there in Switzerland. And absolutely just speaking the truth, smacking the world leaders on so many levels, smacking them on wind turbines, solar energy, price of electricity in Europe compared to the price of electricity in the United States, just slamming them right in their face. And talking about Greenland. He was wrapping up his speech and he said, oh, I was going to talk about Greenland, but I thought maybe I wouldn't be well received if I left it out. So here we go. And he's explaining the entire history of Greenland, the entire history of the creation of that area, that country. And how we basically, at one point, the United States had total control of it. And we, back in the day, gave it to Denmark. Stupid presidents, stupid leaders back in the day, wanting to play nice with Europe, Netherlands, Denmark, other countries around the world, thought it was a good idea to give Greenland to Denmark. Now, one thing you have to understand, the history of this, folks, Great Britain is part of the territory of Denmark's monarchy, basically, even though they have elected officials, and Canada. And tying in with Great Britain puts us in a very precarious situation in defending our country in the Western Hemisphere. Donald Trump just said that he is going to enter into serious negotiations in acquiring Greenland. And the whole room was completely silent. They are freaking out based on what this president is saying this morning, Davos, Switzerland. And the thing of it is, there's nothing they can do about it. Also talking about the United States relationship with NATO, the North American Treaty Organization, not speaking very highly of that organization at all. This is going to go down in history, folks, as being one of the most historic speeches ever delivered at the World Economic Forum. World leaders around the world, business leaders, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Yes, and of course, Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, he's there as well. Gavin Newsom, yesterday, got there early before Trump, smacking world leaders, basically saying he should have brought a huge supply of knee pads so all the world leaders wouldn't get their pants dirty when kneeing down to President Trump. Now he wants to be a tough guy. Well, Trump wasn't there. Now he is. Let's see how Gavin Newsom kowtows to President Trump. Very interesting speech going on in Davos, however you pronounce it, Switzerland. We're going to take a short break. We got Dr. Caitlin coming on from Sioux Animal Hospital. Send me your text questions. Short break. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Caitlin up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
How is the snow and weather up there?
Oh, there's a lot of snow.
We're right in the middle of winter, huh?
Yeah, it's hitting pretty good. We had a couple clear nights the last couple nights, though, and the aurora was dancing.
Wow, that is too cool. Absolutely too cool. Well, listen, first of all, it was so nice to meet you when I was there with Mr. Snoop. Now I can put a face with the name when I'm talking with you on the radio.
Yeah, very cool that you're able to come up and see us at the clinic.
Yeah, it was great. Greatly appreciate everything you guys do for us. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, now that you've basically jumped in and you got your feet wet, and sometimes Dr. Jeff says he has to throw you in the deep end of the pool and see how you do, and other times he takes you in the kiddie and lets you just wade in nice and slow. How is that process going now that you're full-blown doctor of veterinary? How does that feel, and exactly, has it been a transition period for you, or do you feel you were ready and prepared day one when you got there?
There's always more to learn after vet school. They try to prepare you for every disease and procedure, but actually seeing it in person and putting it all together is definitely where your mentors come in. And exactly like you just said, sometimes they walk you through it, step one, and other times it's like, okay, we've got an emergency. This is what we're going to do. You grab that end, I've got this end.
Wow. And it's challenging, I bet, at times.
It is, and it can be stressful, but we always say only one person can panic at a time, and it's never your turn.
I like that. I like that. I think, actually, that comes from Dr. Jeff's military training.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like something General Patton would say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so when your owners are stressed, you've got to be the calm, level head and just rely on your training and put it into action. So putting it into practice has been very stressful on some days, but very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, Dr. Jeff, of course, is down at a conference, and we spoke earlier this morning, and he said that he's down there learning all kinds of new technology and new stuff. And he said he's actually bought some new equipment that they're going to be bringing back to the Sioux Animal Hospital. And they said he can't wait to talk about it next week. But there's actually a process that you've gone through. How long have you actually known Dr. Jeff? How long have you been there interning as you were going through school at the Sioux Animal Hospital? How long have you been there? Oh, did we lose you? Are you there, Caitlin?
Can you hear me, guys, now?
I got you back. Very good. Yeah, okay. How long have you been there?
I've been bouncing in and out of the clinic since 2016 as a high school student, and then as an employee on breaks and summers since like 2017.
Wow. So 10 years that you've actually been there. And in that process of doing everything that you've done, how has the technology over the last 10 years improved there since Dr. Jeff took over and started making all these investments, not only into the building, but into the technology? How has things changed?
Yeah, I think it really improves our patient care and what we can offer here in the Sioux, being one of the bigger hospitals in the UP. We always had like the basic lab work. He's had x-ray, but just making those improvements to now having digital x-ray, and we can send it down for referrals if we need second opinions. There's so much higher quality for him to be able to do the orthopedic surgeries here. We've got dental x-rays. He's getting new machines all the time just to make the client-patient experience better.
Right. And one of the things that he said that he was really excited about is the new dental wing, that separate little area there in the hospital. And dental oral care for animals, especially cats and dogs, so critically important to their health. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. I think dental care is really overlooked for our pets. You know, we go to the dentist ideally once a year, get everything looked at and get them cleaned. We're having a harder and harder time getting in because there's not as many human dentists, but animals need that care too. That's their main way that they're getting their nutrition. And if anybody has ever experienced a dental issue in themselves, it can be really painful when those teeth are damaged or sore or have root exposure. It's very sensitive anytime you're drinking water or eating. And so I think it's a good idea that we have this dental wing where people can come in and get these cleanings and x-rays. And we always do pre-op lab work, so you're getting a little bit of blood work there too to see how your pet is functioning as far as internal organs.
And in that process, leading to the dental actually prevents a lot of other disease and, mm-hmm. and even things based on what they're eating and how they're eating, digesting the food. I mean, it's an entire process.
It is. It's very all-inclusive in the body. When you have dental disease, that bacteria is really straining both your heart and your kidneys as they're trying to filter that out of the bloodstream and the GI tract. So you can have other issues that owners might notice symptoms of quicker than they worry about their dog's teeth or their cat's teeth.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one other thing that I know Dr. Jeff is very proud of is large breed animals. And mm-hmm. You and him both specializing in that. Explain to the audience, for those farmers listening or people with cows and horses, pigs out there, explain basically what you guys are doing together to service large breed animals.
Yeah, so I do farm calls on Monday afternoons right now, and he does Thursday afternoons for our routine stuff. We take phone calls. We have a haul-in facility where people can come in on other days, and we try to work with our clients to get you scheduled. Relating it back to dental care, we look more at our horses. They chew in kind of a circular pattern, so it's kind of like a circular grinding, uh-huh. and they actually get sharp points on the parts of their teeth that don't really touch each other because of the way they grind their teeth. So once or twice a year, it's important to get what we call a speculum in their mouth, kind of helps us open it up. We get a look in there and we file those points down so that they have a more flat surface to grind and chew on, can make them a lot more comfortable.
And in that process, again, dental oral care really helps in the way they eat, the way they mm-hmm. digest their food. So if people let it go too long, it can actually cause other health issues.
Yeah, we can see very rapid extreme weight loss, especially in horses if they have any dental pain. We've gone into horses' mouths before that people, you know, bought from a not great situation. They get them right into us and we take a look and their tongue and their cheeks will just be sliced from how sharp their teeth are.
Now, I got a text message in just now. They said, when is the best time to do dental? Is this something they should do when they schedule to come in to do their shots, or is that something they should do a separate special appointment for?
It's always nice to do it at kind of your annual exam. So if you do, you know, spring and fall shots, having the teeth checked at least one of those is always good. If we find a problem, then we know we have that 6-month checkup to kind of reevaluate and see, has it resolved itself or do we need to do a little bit more work? And it can all be done at the same time. And a lot of times we do sedation for their dentals just to make it safer for us and more comfortable for the horse because the vibration on the teeth.
Sure.
And doing their vaccines at the same time, they're a little bit less spooky if they're not used to needles.
Got it. And the same thing basically applies to cats and dogs when they come in for their shots, their annual checkup?
We schedule our cats and dogs as a surgery. So we have them come in, you know, we book it whenever it's needed. We can do their vaccines at that same time, though. If they want to schedule it so that we can do both, that's totally fine. But we're happy to do dogs year-round. We're the large animal. Having a sedated horse on the ice and the snow, unless it's a real medical emergency, can be a little bit unsafe.
Sure, absolutely.
So spring and fall is always best for our large animal friends, if possible.
If possible, yes. Well, one of the things I know it's very interesting is the process. A lot of times scheduling is an issue, but one nice convenient thing is you guys have a hotel motel right next door. So mm-hmm. people can get there, spend the night, and then get there first thing in the morning.
Yeah, having spots for owners in the Sioux, and then next door we have a 2-stall little barn too, so we can kind of put a horse in there temporarily while we're working on their trailer mate, get that one done, and swap them out until they're awake enough to load back up.
Yeah, Too cool. And then the addition there in the back, explain that to the folks regarding, you know, recovery from surgeries and different things. What do you guys got going on in the back of the animal hospital?
Yeah, so earlier in the year we had business after five where people could walk through, and so many people don't realize how far the clinic goes back versus just what you see from up front. It goes very long. So behind our normal surgery suite, we've added on a large animal area, padded rubber flooring, non-slip. There's stocks back there where we can walk the horses in, do bandage changes, procedures back there, floats, and allow them to recover before it's safe to walk them back up to their trailer.
Too cool. Well, again, if folks want a second opinion, one thing that I like the way Jeff has set this up is some of my listeners downstate, they'll get a quote from their vet on surgery. And, you know, they look at the price and they like, oh, my God. You know, I'm like, well, get a second opinion. So basically have people get their records from their vet and they can email them right up to you guys, info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com. And then you and Dr. Jeff can review the situation and perhaps give them a second opinion.
Yeah, we can do that for orthopedic stuff. We can do it for, you know, the dental x-rays, and we're happy to take referrals up here. We do a lot of surgeries. Having three doctors in the building, we're able to have two on the floor and one in surgery at all times.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, it's definitely grown since even 5 years ago when I first met Dr. Jeff, and it's amazing the process. And like you said, he's down at that conference and getting more new toys for you guys to play with and have at your disposal there. And greatly appreciate you coming on this morning and talking about it. Final thoughts before I let you go and get back to work.
Just a quick comment on the conference that he's at. Like, we're getting the new toys, but vet med learning never ends. So the continuing education that he's doing is just always for the betterment of what we can do for your pets. The learning never stops. We have a passion for learning, and we're always trying to take it to the next level.
Very cool. And hopefully you can get to go to some of these conferences down in Florida in the middle of winter.
Yeah. I'm actually going to Las Vegas for some further surgical training at the end of February. So I'll be offering some more emergency surgeries on my booking days as well.
Excellent. Well, Vegas isn't too hard to take in February.
Right.
All right. Well, Dr. Caitlin, we greatly appreciate you coming on this morning, and I'll give out the phone numbers and the website again when I let you go, but thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, folks, the phone number up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, 905-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Please store that in your phone. Greatly appreciate Caitlin coming on this morning. And when I let her leave this morning, I want you to know that they are completely a full service animal hospital. It's not just a regular vet clinic. So check them out. Greatly appreciate it. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back. Thank you.